For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China and Vietnam have pledged to push forward their comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership. It comes as Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam Nguyen Phu Trong in Hanoi during President Xi's state visit to Vietnam. President Xi urged the two sides to properly deal with their differences on maritime cooperation and to strive to achieve the common goal of joint exploitation. For his part, Nguyen Phu Trong said that strengthening bilateral communication and cooperation is not only in the interest of the two sides, but also conducive to regional peace and development. On Friday, Xi Jinping is scheduled to meet with Vietnamese President Truong Tan Sung and address the Vietnamese parliament. China's family planning authorities are predicting that up to 3 million extra births will take place each year due to China's decision to allow all couples to have two children. After the full implementation of the two-child policy, the Chinese population is expected to reach 1.45 billion in 2030. Family planning authorities admit that the policy is set to bring some pressure on healthcare, childcare, and education, with increasing demands for public services. However, authorities say the country is capable of coping with the challenges via more investment and better allocation of resources. U.S. President Barack Obama said there was a possibility that the crashed Russian passenger jet in Egypt was caused by a bomb aboard the plane. Obama promised to make sure that investigators and the intelligence community can determine the truth before making any definitive pronouncements. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said earlier that the U.S. cannot rule out the possibility of terrorist involvement in the jet crash that killed 224. The Airbus A321 crashed early Saturday in the Sinai Peninsula shortly after taking off from Egypt's Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Several people were killed after a passenger train collided with a heavy-load truck at a railroad crossing late Thursday night in Germany's Freyung. An explosion took place after the collision. Firefighters and rescue workers have launched a large-scale operation to deal with the accident. Local police made no comment on the cause of the accident thus far. The rail line has been completely closed. The death toll from the collapse of a factory in Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore has risen to 29 on Thursday. Over 100 injured people have been pulled out from the rubble, including two workers who had been trapped for 17 hours inside the collapsed building. About 150 workers were inside the factory when it collapsed on Monday. Some construction work was going on at the fourth floor before the building was collapsed. The reason behind the accident remains unknown at this time. 15 people were killed after a dam in southeastern Brazil's Minas Gerais collapsed Thursday. People were buried under the fallen rubble. As many as 45 people were missing in the accident. A source from Brazil's Union of Iron and Base Metal Industry Workers feared that more collapses would happen. Sniffer dogs were being used to help with locating victims. The cause of the collapse remains unknown. The central parity rate of the Chinese currency, the renminbi or the yuan, weakened by 78 basis points to 6.3459 against the U.S. dollar on Friday, according to the China Foreign Exchange Trading System. In China's spot foreign exchange market, the yuan is allowed to rise or fall by 2% from the central parity rate each trading day. The central parity rate of the yuan against the U.S. dollar is based on a weighted average of prices offered by market makers before the opening of the interbank market each business day. NASA has documented a massless storm blasting away Mars's atmosphere. The event provides an important clue as to how water disappeared from the planet. NASA said on Thursday its Mars-orbiting MAVEN spacecraft caught such a storm on March 8th. MAVEN lead researcher Bruce Jakovsky says the loss of atmosphere on Mars was mainly caused by solar winds. The researcher adds the loss of atmosphere on Mars likely began hundreds of millions of years ago. Scientists have identified new species of insects and plants in central China's Shennongjia National Nature Reserve. Seven kinds of flies and three types of dragonflies have been discovered in Shennongjia over the past 5 years. A new genus and species of the nettle family, Jingya shennongensis, was also discovered. The discoveries are part of the research project on Shennongjia Natural Resources by the Chinese Academy of Sciences. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.